Welcome back to IT Camps. I'm Harold Wong with Microsoft, and in this module, I'm going to do a quick demo of storage spaces, thin provisioning, and data dedupe that's available in Server 2012. So let me go ahead and switch over to my demo machine. And over here on my demo machine, you can see I am running Server 2012. I've got a couple of things going, so let me bring up my Windows Explorer and show you I do have drive C, which is what Windows is installed onto. In my computer management, in disk management, you can see I've got three drives, disk 1, 2, and 3, all online, all initialized, but not allocated. So let me minimize that. I'm going to go to Server Manager now. And in Server Manager, I will go to my File and Storage Services, go to Storage Pools. And as I mentioned in the presentation portion, I now have this primordial storage space, and it shows I've got physical disks that are available, three of them, disk 1, 2, and 3, all of which are 50 gigs in size of type SCSI. So what I want to do is create a new storage pool. So from the storage pool tasks, I'll go ahead and create a new storage pool. Move this wizard a little bit further towards the middle. We'll click Next, and I'll give this a name. We'll call it IT Camp Storage Pool. Storage Pool for IT Camp Demo. And I'll click Next. I can select the disks that I'm going to use. I will go ahead and select all three. And if I go to Allocation, you can see Data Store is the default, but I also have Manual and Hot Spare. I will go ahead and leave it at Data Store, which gives me a total capacity of 150 gig. I will click Next, confirm that everything is correct, and then click Create. This shouldn't take very long. As you can see, it was able to create that storage pool fairly quickly. I can also choose to start the virtual disk wizard when I close this wizard, but I'm going to start that manually, so I'll go ahead and click Close. And you can see now I've got IT Camp Storage Pool. If I select it, I see three physical disks. Also, if you look in here, you'll see that the primordial storage pool is gone because there are no more available storage devices that I can use to add to an existing pool or to create a new pool, so that just goes away. I can see I've got 147 gigs of free space. Let me go ahead now and create a virtual disk based on that pool. I can go to Tasks, or I can click this hyperlink here. It does the same thing. It starts the new virtual disk wizard. So let's go ahead and walk through that real quick. I'll select the only pool I have. I'll give this a name, Virtual Disk 1. Call it Virtual Disk for IT Camp Demo. Click Next. I can select the layout in terms of simple stripe set with no parity, so no resiliency capability. I can do a mirror, or I can do parity. I'll go ahead and select parity and write that parity and stripe it across the different drives. I'll go ahead and click Next. I can choose to do a fixed type or a thin provision. Well, fixed is pretty straightforward. If I created a size 100 gig, it's 100 gig. And it goes ahead and allocates that 100 gig now. Or I can do thin, which allows me to have some flexibility. It's only going to provision what I actually use and will give me the ability to create larger than I actually have. So let me go ahead and click Next. And notice my storage pool free space is 147 gig. I'm going to go ahead and come over here and put in 900 gig for the virtual disk size and click Next. 147 gigs free, but I'm going to create a 900 gig virtual disk. So if I click Create, it'll take just a few seconds to go ahead and initialize that. And now it's done. I'll go ahead and run the volume wizard this time around when I close this wizard so that we can create a volume so that I can start using that space. So I'm going to click Next. Notice I've got my disk 4, which is 900 gigs. Click Next. I'll go ahead and consume the entire virtual disk with one volume. and we'll assign it drive F. We'll call this awesome drive and click next and create. This will take just a little bit longer because it's got to do that quick format of the volume, but once it's complete, I will see the volume appear in my list. So let me go ahead and click close. If I go to volumes, you can see I've got this 900 gig volume. Right, if I go to disks, there's multiple ways to view it. I can go look at virtual disk, and there's my e-volume. Let me go ahead and go to Windows Explorer. You can see I've got Awesome Drive E, 900 gigs. Let me go ahead and just put some stuff on here real quick. So I'm going to create a folder called Do. And let's go to my DVD drive here and copy a file. This one is almost 200 megs, so let's go ahead and copy that over to my dupe folder. And at the same time, I will copy it to the root of eDrive. Doesn't take very long because it's actually a fairly small file. But now if we look, we can see I've got this boot.wim at the root and boot.wim in the dupe drive. So let me minimize that. And I'll come back over here and show you that I do indeed have, you know, space use, so I can see some of the statistics around it. And before I go on to doing data dedupe, I do want to show that we can add more space to that particular storage space or storage pool as we need. So maybe I created it as a 900 gig volume virtual disk, but I only have 140 some odd gigs free. So maybe I'm starting to bump up to the actual capacity, and I got a warning that says I need to either shrink it or I need to add some more storage. So let's go ahead and add some more storage. So I'm going to go ahead and close that window real quick, and I am going to start up my iSCSI initiator. I don't have any more drives attached to this VM, but I do have some iSCSI storage out there, so let me just go ahead and connect to that real quick. 23, there's the iSCSI target, and we'll pull in the two LUNs I've got there. Click OK. And if I look at my computer management under disk management, we can now see I've got two additional drives, a 25 gig and a 24 gig. I just need to bring those online and initialize them. And if I go back to my server manager and go to file and storage, go to my storage pools, we can see our primordial storage pool available. Right, it shows up, and why? Because I've got two additional storage devices that just became available. So I'm going to right-click on ITCAMP storage pool. I'm going to add physical disk, and I'm going to select both of them. And just for fun, let's take this 25 gig one and make it the hot spare. So if I click OK, it's going to go ahead and add those in. One is configured as the hot spare. The other was actually added as capacity to the overall storage pool. So you can see it is easy. It is straightforward. I have the ability to do SCSI, iSCSI, SATA, a fiber channel, so whatever drives I can expose as physical disks to the storage pool interface, I can actually add in to my storage pool. So this is a great way to aggregate all the different storage that I have out there, but expose it as one interface, one instance to my application set or to my user base. So I did want to at least point that out. So let me go ahead and now go back to my disks. We can see my virtual disk and my volume E. If I right-click on volume E, you can see there is an option for configure data deduplication. It is grayed out because that option is not enabled yet. So I do need to go back to my dashboard here and add roles and features. That is actually a role. So let me step through this wizard and show you right over here under File and Storage Services, File and iSCSI Services, there is a Data Deduplication option. which will then automatically require the file server option. So we'll go ahead and install that real quick. That does not take very long to install. So hopefully within a minute the services will be installed, and then I can go back in and choose to enable, and I can show you how the data dedupe works. Part of what I need to do will be done from PowerShell. So let me go ahead and at least start that up, and we'll come back to that momentarily. But the feature could have been installed also from PowerShell. For those of you who are PowerShell savvy and enjoy the PowerShell environment, know that you can script that, or you can just execute it from the PowerShell command and install the feature. So you can do an add feature component as well. So the installation is complete. I'll click close. If I come back over here to my storage, go to disks, click on virtual disk 1, go to E, or right click on my E volume, then I can configure data deduplication. Let me move that up. Just because the role was installed, it is not automatically turned on. So I do need to turn it on, and I can set it for how old the files need to be before they actually get deduped. I'm just going to set it to 0, which means always. I can also, if I want, exclude certain file extensions, and I can add specific folders or any files that are in them so that they get excluded from dedupe. So if there's anything I would like to make sure that doesn't get touched by a data dedupe, I can exclude them from the list. So let me go ahead and click OK here. And now it's turned on. If I go to my PowerShell environment, let me go ahead and do a get dedupe status. You can see that I've got a almost 900 gig volume, 0 save space, and 0 optimized files. And the reason for that is I just turned it on, and the job actually has not run yet because it's not running constantly, or if it did, it would pretty much kill the performance of my server. So it happens on a scheduled basis. So what I want to do is actually kick off the job so that it runs right now. So let me do a start dedupe job of type optimization on volume E. So we can see it is scheduled as a manual. It's an optimization process. It's queued. And what I want to do is do a get dedupe status. That will eventually change. I guess I can do a get dedupe. Oh, I just went right past it. Job as well. And we can see the job is still in the queue. It actually did start, so it's running. If I run this again, it's at 100%, and check it again. It's now out of the queue, so the job is actually cleared. Let me clear the screen here. And I'm going to do a get dedupe status again. And you can see that we actually did save about 194.5 meg of space because there are 2 optimized files, right? And that's because over here, these 2 files that are in the dupe directory and in the root of E, they were identical files. So it did a data dedupe for me, right? So that is a good thing. It shows that it was working. And so with that, let me go ahead and jump back over to the slide, and we'll close out. So if we look here, I did take a few minutes and walk through how to create storage spaces, how to add physical space or storage to an existing storage space, how to create a volume or a virtual disk first via thin provisioning, create a volume off of that, and then also how to turn on data dedupe so that you can start saving disk space. Now, before we actually bring an end to this demo, I do want to point out that there are some call to actions or some links that you should take advantage of or can take advantage of. So please do, if you're interested in trying out Server 2012 as an example, look at that middle link. It'll take you to the download page and allow you to actually download the ISO image or even the VHD for Server 2012 evaluation. If you want to look at the end-to-end private cloud solution and look at System Center 2012, take a look at that as well. That's the second link. And if you want some free online training, by all means go to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. It's free. Sign in and take advantage of the free modules that are listed there for Server 2012, System Center 2012. Right, there's a lot of topics that are available. And if you have not had time to watch the other IT Camp modules, I do encourage you to go back and watch the modules that have been recorded for those different sessions as well. So thank you very much for your time.